This is Ted Kennedy. Bill Clinton is the man with a serious plan on health care. George Bush is the man with a pretend plan. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, second only to the economy, health care is a major election issue in 1992. Bill Clinton wins the economic issue hands down. No one wants four more years of mismanagement by the Bush administration. Bill Clinton also wins the health issue, Al. He stepped up to the plate with a sensible proposal to deal with the two key aspects of the problem: rising costs that are steadily pricing health care and prescription drugs out of reach of most families, and the lack of access to health insurance that leaves millions of families unprotected against serious illness. President Bush knows he can't beat something with nothing, so he comes up with next to nothing, a shallow plan that will only make the problem worse. If health care is the question, Al, the answer is Clinton by a mile.
Clinton by a mile? You think people like big government socialized medicine pushers like you? Anyone who has ever tried to track down a missing Social Security check or waste a day in line at a government bureau isn't about to let the government play doctor. Sensible folks will never risk having Clinton hit businesses with $42 billion in new expenses that will wind up seeing over 700,000 people out of work. Fact is, Ted, Clinton's plan can't pass muster. Democrats won't even consider the Republican plan because they said it, quote, might pass, such cynicism. Ted, Bush's plan to make health care more accessible to the poor, to reduce runaway costs, and to cut the waste and excess that Democrats like you created in the first place makes the most sense. But, Ted, good old common sense is one prescription that liberals like you and Slick Willie can never write out when trying to cure our health care problems. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on how the thought of a Clinton-Gore presidency has auto workers shaking in their boots. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.